Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Pei Beis, mitzvah 182. As we get into the second to last mitzvah in Parshas Metsora, the mitzvah of Tumas Zava. As we have been speaking about the past couple of days, we had two mitzvahs related to Zav, a man who has an emission which is unnatural. There's the Tumah of a Zav and the Carbon of a Zav. Then yesterday we had the mitzvah of Tumas Nida, a woman who has a regular period. She is not only Usser to live with, that's Isser is counted later on in Parshas Achremos, but yesterday's mitzvah was the Tumah of a Nida, if she sits on something, if she touches something, v'chulu. And today we have the mitzvah of Tumas Zava. A tum zava of a woman who has an emission which is not her regular period. Is at a time when she's not supposed to be seeing anything and she sees, that is the halachas of zava, as the Torah says. And by the way, we'll see, as is known, nowadays we treat every woman as a zava. So that's why this mitzvah becomes very, very lamaisa. Says the Torah, V'isha ki azuv zov dama yamim rabim. If a woman has a ziva for many days, we'll have to see what many means, below ethnidasa, not at the time that she's supposed to have her regular cycle, okisazuv al nidasa, or she has a ziva al nidasa. What is the double lashon? Below ethnidasa, or azikizav al nidasa? We'll have to talk about that, but the Shem soon. Kol yimei zov tomasa, ki mei nidasa tihiyah. All the days of her ziva could be, we treat her like the days of her nidus in terms of tumah temeyahi. And therefore, call a mishkav, ashish shishkav alav koi mezova, kemishkav nidah. So yela, anything that she sits on is as if she sat on it when she is a nida. V'chala kli yashar deshiv alav, any seat she sits on, anything she touches, v'chulu. But then the Torah adds, v'im tara mizova, once she becomes tahar from her being in a state of ziva, v'safra la shivas yamim, she counts 7 clean days. The Torah does not say this by nida. As we mentioned yesterday, tumas nida means the second that a woman sees the first, has her period, the first time in her life, she is, or any month that she has her period, nida daraisa, she's tummy for 7 days, no matter if she sees Dom during that time, that she doesn't see Dom, at the end of those 7 days, she checks herself, she does an internal exam, a bedika, and if she is clean, she goes to the mikvah, she's with her husband that night. That's nida da'o raisa. But the Torah does not mention any shiva nikiyim, any 7 clean days for a nida, for a zava, the Torah does. And that's why, because b'zman hazeh, we treat all women as zavas, as we'll see. But v'im tara mizova, once she becomes tar, she brings, she casts 7 clean days, and then she goes to the mikvah, and on day 8, she brings a karban. That's tomorrow's mitzvah, b'ez Hashem. That is the karbanos of a zava. As we have mentioned, the shita of the Rambam is to count all 4 people who have to bring karbanos after they are tamei as 4 separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban and others argue. The Ramban, why do you count? There are 4, right? This Tumah. And if somebody has to bring Karbanos, so count them all together. Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzorah. The Rambam counted 4 separate mitzvahs as in terms of the Karbanos, and by the way, in terms of the Tumah as well, which we'll get back to. Tumah Zava is separate from Tumah Zav and the others, but this is all background. These are the Psukim. So now let's get into the mitzvah that the Chinuch lists off. Says the Chinuch, mitzvahs inyan Tumah Zava shetemeya umetama. Liyos hazava tmeya umetama. The halacha is a zava. The mitzvah is to treat a zava as tmeya herself, and she is metame other things. Shenemar v'yishak yozuv zov dama yamim rabim. Many days. The Rav points out, this is quoted in the Mesorah Journal in volume 13, Yud Gimel Samach Gimel, that it's interesting that the Torah lists off many parshios of Tumah. This Tumah Zava, Tumah Nida, Tumah Yoledes, and yet, there's only one pasuk about Isurim. Next parsha, Parshas Achremos says, it's usher to live with a nida. Usher to live whether she's your wife, not your wife, it's usher to live with a nida. There's no separate pasuk to teach me that it's usher to live with a zava. There's no separate pasuk to teach me that it's usher to live with a yoledes for the first week after she has a baby boy, or the first 2 weeks after she has a baby girl. There's no separate issur that's lo sikrivu. Right, later on, the mitzvah that we alluded to yesterday, the mitzvah of Reish Zion, I think it was, the issur of living with a nida. So the Torah says, Beferish, Torah says, Vel isha binidas tum asa lo sikrav, in Achremos. It doesn't say that by Zava or Yoledes. Says the Rav, you know what you see? It must be, regarding Hilchis Tumah, these women are all separate categories. Separate categories of Tumah. The Tumah is not the same thing. Tumas Ziva, and Tumas Yoledes, and Tumas Nida, they're all different. But regarding Isurim, they all have the same status. L'may nafkamina, let's say a man, Rachman al-Islam, lives with a Nida and a Zava and a Yoledis in the same time period. Only Chayav one carbon. Why? Because it's all one shame Isser. It's all one category of Isser. Regarding the Isser. Regarding the Tumah side, it's different Tumas. But regarding the Isser side, it's all that one Tumah. It's all the status of Nida. That's what the Rav says. V'im v'achilik be'nida v'ziva havirak le'inyin hech ne'asarim li'os Nida o'zava. V'hech metarim avo ach b'shas Tumasan din echad lahem. And in terms of the Isurim, Eino Elo Shem Echad, V'lav Echad, Lenin Tumah Him Shemas Mechulakin. Okay, that's an important yesod that the Rav says regarding the Isurim. Let's continue. Remez Shorash HaMitzvah Kasavta V'Yoledes. I've already written about this, the Hashkafah behind the Mitzvah regarding Yoledes. Ki'inyan Arichok Man V'Tumasan Mebnei HaMachla. When there are emissions that come out of a man or a woman that are extra, that are not natural, so that it reflects a sickness. It's going to hurt anybody that goes near them. Surely anybody who lies with them and lives with them. It'll cause damage, like we spoke about yesterday. The Ramban in the beginning of the Torah, where he talks about Nida. Nida, a woman who is a Nida, on a metaphysical level, there's Tumah surrounding her. They used to not talk to her. She used to be in a separate Ohel, as we mentioned from the Rabban yesterday. But here too, as a connection. As I mentioned before, in terms of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam counts separate mitzvahs for the Tumah of all people who are Tameh, or all Tumas. The Rambam counts separately Tumah of a Mitzorah, Tumah of a Yoledes, Tumah of a Zav, Tumah of a Zava, Tumas Nevela, Tumas Mace. Those are all separate mitzvahs for the Rambam, separate ones of the 613. We discussed back earlier, the Ramban is very upset about this. The Ramban says, why do you count all tummy peoples? What do most tummy people have to do? Go to the mikvah! So it's all one idea, the mitzvah of, if you're tummy, you got to go to the mikvah. So what do you count them separately for? It's as if, says the Ramban, you count all Baal Mum separately. Right, it's an Isser to give a carbon if it has a Mum. So how many mums are there? 45 mums. What do you count every? There's a separate Isser to be makir of a broken-legged animal. There's a separate Isser to be makir of an animal which doesn't have an ear. There's a separate, what, you count them all as separate 613? No! There's an Isser of Baal Mum. You can't bring a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. So too, the Ramban asks on the Rambam, what's the difference between that and when it comes to Tum and Tara? There's an Isser, there's no Isser becoming Tameh, there's an issue of dealing with Tumah. You can't go to the base of Mikdash when you're Tameh, you can't eat Karbanos when you're Tameh, and if you want to become Tar, you go to the Mikvah. Why should you count that as separate mitzvahs? So the Ramban as well. That's why the Ramban, if you remember, at the end of the Sefer Mitzvahs, adds in another 30 mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. Why does he have to add in so much? Because he took out 30 of them. See, everybody agrees to add up to 613. That's why he has to add it. But this is another one. The Ramban will not have this mitzvah. Kuf Pei Beis of the Chinuch, because he says all tumas are counted as one. How do you defend the Rambam? What's the difference between Baal Mum and Tumah Vitara? So we mentioned then, weeks ago, from the Mitzvah Samelach, a beautiful thought, that there's a difference. Because Baal Mum is, they're all physical ailments and physical deformities that are their own reality. I'll read you his lashon again. V'yesh lomar, the shiny dine tuma, the kol chefse shalahem shemitaminu migzeras hakasiv. V'yem emetzias tuma. Is there a reality of tuma? It's all spiritual. Nevela gives tuma, and a mace. Tuma is all in the spiritual realm. So every category in the spiritual realm is counted separately. In the physical realm, it's all deformities. There you could count as one. The Rambam is machalik between physical realities, which you could all count as one, and spiritual realities, which all are their own idea, and therefore the Rambam counts it as two. That's the Mitzvah HaMelech's suggestion for how you could be distinguished between Bali Mumin, Shani Mumin, the Mitzvah Same, Balacheni Monin Osam, B'Mitzvah, B'Fnei Atzman, Mash'enkim, B'Yud Gimel, Yimini Tuma, the 13 types of Tuma, to Gufa Tuma, Eina Mitzvah, Rakmi Kok, Zeres HaKasev, and therefore you could count this separately. Okay, here we go. Halachas of Azava. Midini HaMitzvah. What's the halachas of Azava? So we have a fundamental machlokas between Rov Rishonim, basically everybody, against the Rambam. What do we mean? Let's go. So Masha'ab is a chronon of Racha. She'echad asar yami, yom, sheheim, shebein, shein bein nida lenida. The Gemara says, in Nida, there are 11 days between Nida and Nida. What does that mean? Klomar. Shehaisha nasas b'em zava. Those 11 days a woman could become a zava in. Kach yalacha Moshe b'Sinai. This is what we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's explain. Pirutz davar kachu. Shekol isha ba'isha tiradam. The first time in her life, a woman is 12 years old, 11 years old, 13 years old. Whenever she gets her first period, at that moment, she becomes a nida. She becomes a nida. For 7 days, from the second that she saw dam for the first time, she is a nida. She has the status of a nida, and a nida on a daraisa level is tummy for 7 days. Doesn't matter if she stops seeing dam, doesn't stop seeing dam, 7 days. At the end of those 7 days, before sunset, she does an internal bdika, and she checks if dam has stopped, she goes to the mikvah, and she's mutaris labayla that night. That's it. That's nida daraisa. After those 7 days, betchilas riyasa tikra nida, vinyan nidas kachdino. If she sees dam for 1 day, or even for 7 days straight, as long as she does a hefsik, she does an internal bdika on day 7, before shkia, she goes to the mikveh that night, the night which the following day would be day 8, that is yemei nidus. After these 7 days come 11 days. We assume that the average woman has an 18-day cycle. So that's why Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is 7 days of Nida. After that, let's say after the 7 days of Nida, all of a sudden she sees something 2 days later. On day 9, we'll call it. That's already in the world of Zava. The 11 days after Nidus, that's in the world of Zava. She's not a Nida. This Dam now does not make her a Nida. It's not called Dam. Maybe it is Dam, but it's Dam Ziva. It's not dam nida. Im tira dam betoch acharas or yom achara shiva. If she sees dam for 11 days after the 7, yikari oso adam dam ziva v'dino kain. What's the halacha with dam ziva? So it depends. How many days did she see? She'im tira mimenu yom echad. If she sees 1 day in the 11, bein shetira betchilas alay lo basof hayom. It doesn't matter what time of day. Mishameres yom echad kinegdo. She just needs one clean day following to keep her tar. That's called the Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. She sees one clean day, V'tovelas V'tahor L'bayla L'Arev, and then she goes to the mikvah, and she can be with her husband that night. V'tfilasa Afilo B'yom, Mishetene Tzachama, she can go to the mikvah even by day. V'zosi Zava Ketana. That's called a Zava Ketana. By the way, all these halachas are in Meseches Zavim, in Seder Taurus. Never know what Zavim about. But all these halachas. V'chein, im tiradam shnei yomim. Even if she sees for 2 days straight in those 11. V'tivsok v'shlishi. Dina kamochen, l'shmer yom echad. Also, she only has to wait 1 day. U'v'chein yaspik lo afilu shnei yomim v'titar. Even if she sees for 2 days, she does one clean day. Shomeris yom keneged yom. And therefore she is tahora, and that's also a zavaktana. Ah, but what happens if she sees 3 days straight? Again, this is not at the time that she's supposed to be a Nida. It's at the 11 days in between. She has stuff coming out of her for 3 days. Then she becomes a Zava Gedola. V'im tira dam betoch achados or yom elu, shlosha yomim ritzufim, 3 days straight, tikare Zava Gedola, v'tzricha leishiv shiva yomim nekiyim. That's when she sees for 3 days. Now she needs 7 clean days. 7 clean days of dam, she has to count. She has to check every day. And then after those 7 clean days, then she can be with her husband again. Only after counting 7 clean days. One Ha'ar, the Ksava Kabbalah says, it doesn't matter when during the 7, when during the 11 she has 3 straight. It could be right after the 7 of day of Nidus of Nidus, or in the middle. He says that's the pshat of the pasuk. The pasuk that we read to start off with, I'm going to read it to save time, but it says, not at the time of her nidus. That means in the middle of the 11 days. Oh, ki sazuv al nidasa. Or she has it al nidasa. What does that mean? Right afterwards. Day 8, 9, and 10. It doesn't matter. In those cases, kol yemezov tumasa, she is, she has the status of a nida, and not the status of a zava, and she has to wait shiva nekiyim, right? So that is the halacha. Good. She has to count shiva nekiyim also. We'll get back to this, but the pasuk says v'safra la. Tosfos asks in ksubis daf ayin beis, why doesn't she make a bracha on this? We know, we'll get to later on in a few minutes, that all women nowadays are considered zavas. So women count shiva nekiyim nowadays whenever they have any dam, but they don't make a bracha. They don't even count out loud. Why not? We know there's another mitzvah in the Torah, Sfiras HaOmer. There's a make a bracha, Hayom Yom Rishon LaOmer, Hayom Echad LaOmer, Hayom Sheni LaOmer. What's the difference between Sfiras Zava and Sfiras HaOmer and Sfiras Bezdin when they count the years of Yovel? Tosas in Zuxubis, Ayin Beis, Vim Tomar, Amayin Mavarecha Zav al Svirasa, Kemosha Mavarkan al Svirasa Omer, Toksiv Vesafra. It says in our Pasik Vesafra. Answers Tosfos, because here it might not last. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, okay, counting days, there's no danger. But here, if she's counting 7 Kli days, less than a day 4 that she has Dam again, she has to start again. So she's going to make a bracha on the counting, and then it's going to be uprooted. She's going to have to start again. It'll be a bracha vatala. That's why Tosfos says there is no bracha. There is an inyan. Many do not hold of this, but there is a Shlach Kadosh. The Shlach Kadosh is quoted in Hilchas Nida. Kuf Tzadik Vav Oz Dalad. The Shlach Kadosh is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva here, where he says a woman should say, should count. Woman should count. Hitzrich Shebimei Sviras Anakiyim Timne B'chol Yom. V'tomer Hayom Yom Rishon L'Svira. Hayom Yom Klom Adichsiv V'Safra La. But the Noda Behuda Scholik Alav, and that's why most women nowadays do not count, don't compare Sviras HaOmer and Sviras Zayin Nikiyim. Either way, but that is a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, of this mitzvah of Tumah Zavah, to count. The Achar, and now we didn't get to the Machlokas yet. When I mentioned, everybody gets the Rambam. The Achar Achar Asar Yom Elu. What if she has 11 days? She has 11 days, and she didn't see anything. Like, hopefully she didn't. It's not normal. Or, let's say, she did, but then she finished counting Shiva Nikiyim. Now she's back to the world of Nidus. Now she sees again. Now it's Nida, and she has the halachas of Nida, not a Zava. L'chozeres l'tchilas Nidus v'yesh l'shiva yamin kedin Nida. Kedin shamarnu l'amru l'mala. Let's say 11 days went by, she didn't see anything. So she sees, let's say, on day 20, which is after 7-11, day 20. So she's back in the world of Nida. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. That's how it goes. V'chein yadar l'olam sh'achar anidus yesh l'achanas ar yom sh'behen nasis zava. V'achar sh'avar osad yayud al yom, eina nasis zava l'olam ha'sh'avar olas sh'v yimei nidus. What did he add at the end? What did he add at the end? After the 11 days went by, she does not become a Zava again until she has Shiva Yimei Nidus. Ad Sh'neinat Zava La'olam Ad Allah Shiva Yimei Nidus. Meaning, what is the Rov Rishonim and the Chiddush say here? Let's say the 18 days went by. Let's say she saw during the 11 days. And then she doesn't see again for another 7 days. The next time she sees, she's a Nida no matter what. After the 11 days, the next time she sees, she's a Nida. Period. Even if she skips another 7, and it's the second set of 11, it doesn't matter. The Rov Rishonim say, the 7-11 is a flexible definition. In two ways. Number one, what the Chiddush just mentioned here explicitly, after Ziva finishes, then the next Re'iyah is going to be Nidus. Ziva is only following Nidus. You can't skip Nidus and then get Ziva again. Ziva, days of Ziva have to come after she was a Nida. That's number one. And therefore, it's not always 7-11, 7-11. Let's say after the 11, she doesn't see the next 7. That she only sees 10 days later. That's Nidus. That's days of Nida, not Zava. It's not automatically 7-11 fixed. The next time she sees Ziva, days of Ziva are the 11 days after she has a Nida cycle. That's what Ziva is according to Rov Rishonim. Who argues? Doesn't even mention it by name. Because others have made a mistake about this. That's the Rambam. V'choshvu shahacheshbon hu shetimna shiva yamim shal nidus v'achanos yom shal zivus. Because there are others. The Rambam says it's in Isura Biyah. It's 7-11 fixed. 7-11. 7-11. And therefore, if you don't see anything during days of Nida, you only see during the 11. So you're a Zava. Boom. So everybody argues on that. There are Gemaras that seem to be against that, but that's the Rambam Shita. It's automatic 7-11, 7-11. What's the Lumdus? So the Lumdus seems to be, is Ziva a function of Nidus, or are they two totally separate institutions? They're separate mitzvahs, but still Rov Rishonim would say, your days of Ziva can only follow days of Nida. And therefore, that's why it's flexible when you count. It's not automatically. The woman, when she first has her period, counts 7 for the rest of her life. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. That's the Rambam. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that after days of Ziva, a woman does not become a Zava again until first she becomes a Nida. And also, let's say she became a Zava Gadola. She's trying to count Shiva Nikiyim. She does not start Nidus again until she counts 7 clean days. Until she gets 7 clean days, she's still in the world of Ziva. After the 7 klites, then she become a Nida again. That is a very important machlokas between Rov Rishonim and the Rambam. Good. Looking at the end for a minute, turning over, the Ezer Pratem Mesechas Zavim and Mesechas Nida. The other Pratem is spoken about in Mesechas Zavim and Nida. And is this Lamaisa, the overall mitzvah zu, who make a binyan tumasa, if anybody violates this mitzvah and is mako, bitalas eze, it's mevatal this mitzvah, milvad ha'onish, besides the isser of living with a woman who's a zava, shashochev imahi bakaris. So he doesn't mention, kamo shiota balav denida, as we'll get later. I'll mention it now, though, because it's going to come up later on, and that is, as we know, in Hilchas Deeds, bizman hazeh, based on what's known as the chumra de Reb Zera, which comes up, the source of it is Anita, but it also comes up in Brachas and the Flam and Aleph, Chumra de Reb Zera, that Nashim Machmiros al Atzma, nowadays women are Machmir on themselves, that even if they see a drop of Dam, no matter what, Yosheves Allah Shivin Nekiyim. It might be Nida Ziva. It originally started because it's somewhat confusing. Am I Anita? Am I a Zava? What day am I on? It's confusing! So that's why already then, in the days of the Gemara, women were Machmir on themselves, when they have a Re'iyah, Shivanakiyam, meaning they treat everything as a ziva, as a zava, as zava gedola, right? Even if you don't see for 3 days in a row, bizman hazeh, we treat everything as a zava gedola, and that's clear. It's formulated in the Gemara as a chumra, but it's clear. The Ramban writes chumra zu shenaga b'nos Yisrael hochshru beinei chachamim va'asu oso kalacha psuka. It's a halacha. It's no longer a chumra. It's a halacha. Shivanakiyam is Shivanakiyam. We need that, and that's what the Shevet Alevi writes in his commentary on Nida. That's why if you look in Brachas, when the Gemara says in Brachas Naflam and Aleph that you're supposed to daven after learning something clear cut. Right, you're not supposed to daven after you learn a whole big piece of lumdis, because you're going to be thinking about the learning during davening. So, the Gemara gives three examples to halacha psukas. Probably not the examples that we would have given. But one of them is this halacha. Nasha machmiru salatzman. Shivan akiyim. Why is that example picked? Says the Shevet Alevi. Because you might think that that's a chumra, it's quoted as a halacha psuka. Because that's a halacha psuka, that's what we require today. We require shiva nikiyim. By the way, the Tosfos quotes, the safra la, this pasuk over here, v'safra latosfos and gittin daf beis mabeis, those two words are very important for a different concept. Tosfos gittin daf beis mabeis, v'safra la is the source for the principle of eidecha nema b'yisurin. The halacha, that we're allowed to trust somebody's kashrus. We're allowed to trust somebody if they say something's kosher, if they say something is anything in regarding yisurin, that this is not shatnez. Why are we allowed to trust somebody that this is not shatnez? Eidecha nema b'yisurin. Where does that principle come from? Right here, v'safralah. She counts, and she says, I'm tahora. I count in 7 days. That's the principle of Eid Echa Nema Bisurin. The source is right here by Tuma Zava, v'safralah. Rashi there in Gien Dabez and Beis says maybe it's a svara. After all, this is society. You have to live with people. That's a huge, you can look at all, that's a huge topic. I'm going to give Gittin, Beis Mabeis, all the Rishonim and Achronim get into the principle of Eidechan Emi Visurin. Is it a Svara? Is it a Pasik? But that's Rashi and Tosas right there at the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow, about the next year, when we get into the second half of this mitzvah, and that is the mitzvahs of the Karbanos of Azava, as we head into making a Siyum, Bez Hashem, on Parshas Mitzorah, before we get into Parshas Achremos, one of the first of the major Parsha Mitzvahs. Right, Achremos is huge. Achremos, Kedoshim, Emor, all of these will be on each for a few months, because they each have many mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.